If you live in a city with good public transportation, you may be leaving the car at home these days to save money on gasoline. But tens of millions of people, especially in the West, have no choice. It's drive or don't go. One family in Tucson found an alternative to stick out like a sore thumb. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
People tend to feel anonymous when they're driving. They talk on their cell phones, fix their hair, and, well, you know. But if you're Todd Polstra and Sally Day, you're pretty much on display.
We've had our picture taken countless times by people with their cell phones.
That's because Polstra and his wife drive an all-electric Zap Zebra. That's Zap spelled with a Z and Zebra with an X. It has three wheels and a rounded body. Looks sort of like a Soviet-era car of the future. And it comes in bright, make that very bright, colors. Their car is lime green.
Which is good because it is a small car, so people notice it, and it feels a little safer because of the color. One of the major downsides is it's not probably the safest car around. It is the safest motorcycle you can ever drive.
And technically, that's what the state of Arizona considers it, a motorcycle. It has two doors and four seats. The Zap Corporation took the frame of something akin to an Asian motorcycle rickshaw and had a Chinese company modify it.
A little squeaky.
The Zebra rides more like a 20-year-old car than a 1-year-old car. The company says quality is improving with newer models. So far, about 700 have been sold in the U.S. for about $12,000 apiece. California just passed a $1,000 tax rebate for Zebra buyers. The company says there's a backlog on orders. That's probably because as the price of gas goes up, this all-electric vehicle looks more and more attractive. Back in the good old days when gas cost $2.50 a gallon, last year, Todd Polstra says he was using $100 a month in gas to fill his pickup truck, just to go places like the grocery store where we're headed now. The Zebra uses $10 to $12 worth of electricity a month. He loves the car and loves telling people about it.
It's minimal maintenance.
Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
No, please.
Am I
interrupting?
No,
I'm just curious. I never, I just, what kind of car this was.
It's a Zap Zebra. It's an electric car.
Okay, cool. Is it totally electric or is it a hybrid?
Totally electric.
Right on. That's pretty cool.
What happened there, a grocery store passerby named Clay Deerdorf, Todd Polstra says it happens all the time.
Every time we park, somebody wants to talk about the car.
Though Polstra's 12-year-old son, Alex, says occasionally drivers in large SUVs aren't so polite.
A couple people yell when they see it.
Like yell, wahoo, or yell...
Some interesting
words you would not want to say.
Especially on national radio.
The all-electric Zebra is obviously not for everyone. It does go 40 miles an hour, but only 25 miles on a charge, which is plenty for Polstra, a college teacher, and his wife.
Shopping, dropping kids off, between swim meets, piano classes, all of that kind of stuff. It's just our normal everyday car.
But even this family also has a minivan to haul kids and loads, to go out of town, or to drive without attracting so much attention. Ted Robbins, NPR News.